USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a growing list of women who are accusing him of sexual harassment. The latest woman to come out says the governor made inappropriate comments. Alyssa McGrath is the eighth woman to come forward against the governor. Cuomo denies the accusations and refuses to step down. New York's attorney general says they're investigating the allegations. The Biden administration has been working on dealing with the situation at the southern border, where an influx of migrant children coming into the U.S. unaccompanied is overwhelming border facilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The Biden administration did not get prepared for what the floodgates would look like. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the Biden administration scramble, being incapable of dealing with the amount of the number of people coming across the border.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Thousands of people marched in downtown Atlanta for a Stop Asian Hate rally in response to a shooting that killed 8 people at 3 spas earlier this week. California Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke on MSNBC about the challenges Asians face even in Congress.
Well, I appreciate the response from the Biden administration and leaders in Congress like Doris Matsui and Judy Chu, who have spoken up, who face discrimination themselves. Andy Kim, a second-term member, talking about his experience at the State Department where he was not trusted to work on certain Asian country desks. That's real. That exists. And we should have a conversation about that. But we also have to take responsibility as leaders for our own rhetoric. And when former President Trump and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy call it the China virus and inflame the situation, that has consequences. What we say as leaders has consequences, and it contributes to the violence against this community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A man accused of killing 2 people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and firearm charges. Gregory Bush, 53, of Louisville, was sentenced on June 24th. Bush, who is white, opened fire October 24th, 2018, at a Kroger in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. He killed Murray Stoddard, 69, and Vicki Lee Jones, 67, both of whom are black. Before he went to the grocery store, he allegedly attempted to enter the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown, whose congregation is predominantly black. Witnesses say he told a man, "Whites don't kill whites," before he was arrested. After special elections in Louisiana, a congressman's widow has won his seat. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Republican Julia Letlow won a Saturday special election in Louisiana, replacing her late husband who died before being able to take his seat in Congress. Letlow took 62% of the vote in the 12-way runoff election to represent Louisiana's 5th District. She becomes the first Republican woman to represent Louisiana in Congress. Luke Letlow won the seat in November, but passed away in December after a battle with COVID-19. A runoff was also held in Louisiana's 2nd District to fill the seat vacated when Cedric Richmond resigned to join the White House. Democrats Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson will advance to another runoff on April 24th to fill that seat. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.